This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Melissa Block. General Motors, for the moment, is proving the doomsayers wrong. Less than 9 months after emerging from bankruptcy, the company is profitable. GM made nearly $865 million in profit for the first quarter, but that's just one quarter, and it could be hard to keep up, as Michigan Radio's Tracy Samilton reports.
You'll understand if Dick Genthe is pinching himself now and again. Last year, the Southeast Michigan Chevy dealer didn't even know if GM would be around now. Today, he's selling Malibus, lots of Malibus, and he has a waiting list of customers who want an Equinox.
We sell every single one that we get in. They last about a day.
Genthe says the profit that GM made this quarter is just the numbers part of the company's turnaround. For him, the key question is whether GM is making cars and trucks that people want, and he thinks the answer is an unequivocal yes.
It's very clear that they've made the decision if they cannot bring forth the best product in a particular class or segment, they don't do it.
This is what the bankruptcy was supposed to do.
Rebecca Lindland is an auto analyst with IHS Global Insight. She says GM is making good use of the taxpayers' dollars. New products are on the way, like the Buick Regal and the Chevy Cruze. New products should only improve GM sales. Lindland says if this keeps up,
GM is going to be able to pay back the taxpayer.
But can GM keep this up? Rival Ford Motor Company is on a tear, introducing new products at breakneck speed. GM made money in North America and China, but it lost money in Europe. The China market is expected to weaken, which means there's little wiggle room for North America. GM has to make money here. GM's chief financial officer, Chris Liddell, says the company hopes to stay profitable.
I make the same health warning that I always make. Yeah, this is a cyclical and seasonal business.
Which means the incentive war could erode GM's sales and profitability. Given the uncertainty, Liddell won't commit to when GM will make its public stock offering, or IPO. That's when taxpayers will start to get some of their remaining $50 billion investment back.
I'm really just keeping people's expectations, certainly internally, relatively low, keeping them focused on the job, and the IPO will happen in good time.
But Liddell says he's heartened. That goes for Chevy dealer Richard Genthe, too.
It's a nonfiction story that General Motors is coming back.
Which isn't to say GM has arrived, but the bankruptcy did give the company more of a fighting chance. Just consider that $865 million profit GM reported. Last year, before bankruptcy wiped out most of the company's debt, that was almost exactly the amount GM was paying in interest costs alone. For NPR News, I'm Tracy Samilton in Ann Arbor.